And we have the privilege now of being joined in studio by Michael Herndon from Gainesway. Michael, when you think about the success that this horse has had and you hear some of those race clips that we just played, it's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
Well, it's my pleasure to be here and thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, it's terrific, you know, to be able to walk out the back door and walk down there and see Empire Maker. He's just all class, beautiful horse, great champion racehorse, and now has emerged as a really dominant sire of sires. He's special in every way. He's got excellent fertility, excellent temperament. He's producing the goods. We limit his book to the 125 mares, and you know, he's on his way. Pioneer of the Nile is a really good stallion in his own right. His son, as is Bodie Meister, who sired this year's Kentucky Derby winner, Always Dreaming. And then, of course, the grandson came along in the form of American Pharaoh. You know, brilliant racehorse, Triple Crown winner. And the next direct descendant from Empire Maker is now Airdrie's Cairo Prince. Beautiful looking horse, strongly resembles Empire Maker in my opinion, and he's the leading freshman sire. So breeders who got in there, they got the Empire Maker physical and quality, and they've been very well rewarded. So Empire Maker, we're looking at his first foals here at Keeneland since he was repatriated to the U.S. Don Alberto Corp purchased him, and fortunately for Gainesway, we were able to come in as a 50% partner. Anthony Beck and Carlos Heller worked out that deal, and he's been a joy to have. And first foal selling here since he came back from Japan, and also mare's pregnant, and he's a special horse. He's well priced at 85,000 live foal standard nurse, and he's a bargain.
Yeah, he absolutely is a bargain. And you know, talk about a horse that's aptly named. He's like, Dwayne Lucas is noted for producing great trainers, Todd Pletcher, Kieran McLaughlin, on and on and on and on. Look at this horse. I mean, sire of sires, just a tremendous racehorse. As Bobby Frankel would say, it would be a no brainer to breed to him. And Bobby Frankel loved this horse, said that it was the best horse he ever trained. You know, I mean, you remember, Michael, I was so excited when you told me on the sly that you had gotten him. And, you know, I was just ecstatic because it was a shame to have him out of the country. And I'm so glad you guys have him.
And he's commercial, right?
He's very commercial. Yeah. He's, you know, he's dominating his mares. He's making his own mark now as a sire of sires. He's very influential, and rightly so. And I think the future is just all ahead of him with these big, good crops of quality foals coming along from top breeders. And quite a few end-user breeders have used this horse. Therefore, the numbers coming to market are not going to be hugely liberal. Consequently, those commercial breeders are in position to get a very good return on their investment. And he's the type of stallion like Tappet who can really change a mare's production and make her subsequent foals much more valuable. So he really moves up his mares, and you know, he's a terrific horse to use. He's value priced, and he's special, and he is Empire Maker.
Yeah, and you mentioned limiting the book to 125 mares. That's critical, especially for somebody that's going to look to invest in a stallion like this when they have their mare.
Well, it helps everyone, Mike. It gets you can get to the horse easier. His fertility is excellent. Don't forget, he's now 17, turning 18, so we've got to look after him. These horses, they're not machines, so, you know, that keeps him fresh. That will extend his breeding, hopefully, into his 20s, which is a tradition of stallions at Gainesway. And you know, on the way out, the commercial breeders, you know, have somewhat of a scarcity factor and can get a good return on their investment. And meantime, the progeny by Empire Maker out of those mares are likely to succeed and allow the mare to appreciate in value.
Talking with Michael Herndon from Gainesway here on the Equine Forum, presented by Woodbine Entertainment on HRRN. Of course, Empire Maker joins a stallion roster that includes perennial leading sire Tappet and Tappet's son Tapazar, who has really, really been on a roll as of late, Michael.
Well, he's starting to hit stride now. He was a horse who took some time to come around. He was much the best as a four-year-old, and in fact, he saved his best career performance for his last start when he was a dominant winner of the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile at Santa Anita under Corey Nakatani, trained, of course, by Steve Asmussen. And Tapazar himself had a very promising winner yesterday for the Gary and Mary West stable in the form of Lasting Legacy. He was a very promising winner. He's now 2-for-2. TDN called him their rising star. Bob Hess on the West Coast has a talented three-year-old American Pastime who was unlucky at the break in the Park Stakes. He was rapidly closing into second there. I know he's pointed to the Malibu Grade 1. And then Brad Cox has a very nice filly named Monomoy Joy. She's 2-for-2. She's pointed now to the Chelsea Flower Stakes at Belmont. She was impressive at Churchill. And coincidentally, Gainsway will offer her full brother at the Fasig Tipton October sale. So he's a horse who's beginning to come to fruition. They take a little time. He's value priced. He retired sound. He's out of a deputy minister mayor winning call. And Tapazar, I think, is on the point of turning the page and moving forward now with graded stakes performers. And we think he's got a great chance. He's got good numbers underneath him. He looks the part of a stallion, and the stallions are available to breeders daily between 12:30 and 2:30 for inspection. No appointment necessary there. And we do like them to check in at the office, of course.
But just don't go walking over to the stallion bar.
We don't want the, you know,
they might hit you with a chain. You do.
We don't want the SWAT team to, you know, jump out of the loft. But seriously, Tapazar, son of Tapit with the pedigree, and plenty to talk about there, and good value for money.
He's a dandy looking horse too, huh? I mean, he just looks so sharp. I remember when you first brought him in, and I get the preview show. I like how you operate. I get to see these things when they come off the van. Pretty much, I get the call. Jude, you need to come over and see this horse. And he's really cool looking horse.
Well, we've been doing this show for a while now, and Gainsway are delighted to be part of it. And your success is part of what's helped us along. And it's good to know, former trainer that you are, and you appreciate a good horse. And it's nice to have something in our back pocket that's new. And speaking of which, I'll be in touch with you shortly.
Can't wait.
Well, if you're not in the Central Kentucky area at the moment and you can't stop out and see the Gainsway Stallions in person, all you have to do is go to gainsway.com, because there is beautiful video of all of the stallions on here. And Michael, that is really well done, the way that you have put this website together. And again, it's a great asset for people that might be listening to us now overseas, people that might be listening from other parts of the United States. They can go there right now and get a great look and see what we're talking about with horses like Tapazar and Empire Maker.
Well, it's a very valid point, and credit to Ian Tapp, who put it together. Ian works with me in sales and marketing at Gainsway, and it is a very effective site. And again, welcome viewers and listeners to go visit gainsway.com. And that brings me around to a point that, you know, what makes Gainsway work is everybody that's there. Everyone's helping each other along. We're all part of the farm and the sales division. We're all proud of the job that gets done. And it's, you know, you don't can have a break in the chain. Everybody from the man on the ground who's with the horse, he's obviously pivotal and critical, and all the way up the line. And, you know, the stallion men at Gainsway, led by Carl Buckler, you know, top horseman, can show a horse as well as anybody. He jumps Tapit in the shed most of the time. If he's off, Pedro will step in there. and everyone knows their position, and they work well together, and the shed runs smoothly. We return very good conception results across the board each year, and you know, that's the tradition at Gainsway, and we hope to maintain it and continue to move forward and improve our position.
All right, so enough stallion talk here now. Let's get to the important stuff, Michael. Last week you appeared on this program with Steve Castagnola and with John Gasper, and I remember Michael Hernan, I wish I had pulled the clip from last week's show. I should have done that for you. Michael Hernan gave out a little horse by the name of Sway Dwah, who ended up upsetting the Shadwell Turf Mile at odds of 9-1. Great pick, my friend.
Well, thank you. You know, sometimes you get lucky. And in fact, she was a 15-1 morning line horse. And obviously, there was a few people out there who might have listened up and included him in the wagering. And he closed into 9-1 and got up late to win that graded stake. So there's a terrific race today. It's at Keeneland, the 9th, the QE2, Grade 1, top field. We've got some European invaders. We've got a field of 11. They're very good fillies. And just to finish up here, I'm going to take a shot with the Irish-trained improving filly, number 2, Proctor's Ledge. This filly is trained by Brendan Walsh, who's a name that's really on the rise. Brendan trained her into 2 back-to-back graded stakes wins at Saratoga, namely the Lake George and the Lake Placid. She's had a break since August the 19th. This daughter, a Ghost Zapper, top stallion over at Edina. And she's won 4 of 8. She's earned $360,000. She's a valuable filly. She's got some size. She's out of an Arch mare, who's a really good grass influence, the former Arch stud at Claiborne. And, you know, she's going to pick up Corey Lannery because Javier Castellano sticks to the outside horse, New Money Honey. But Lannery is a top rider as well. And I give this filly a good chance. She comes in off solid breezes. Brendan left her at Saratoga for a period. You see here, he worked her twice since that win at Saratoga. In fact, once on the turf in a half mile in 50, another half mile this time on the main track, on the training track, which is the Oklahoma track, which is deep. And that's, of course, where Nick Zito prepped Birdstone prior to his historic Belmont win. And then Proctor's Ledge has a win October the 2nd, half mile in 48-2, and it's noteworthy because it was third fastest at 26 at that morning, so signaling her well-being. So I think you got to use Proctor's Ledge. She's solid. She's improving. She's a dual graded stakes winner, and it'd be a thrill for Brendan to get a Grade 1 at Keeneland, and this filly will give you a good run for your money.
Yeah, and how about the backstory with Proctor's Ledge? This was tweeted out earlier by Cormac Brennick, who was with Edina. He is now working at Airdrie, but Proctor's Ledge was conceived on a Ghost Zapper season. You mentioned being by Ghost Zapper. The season was donated by Edina Springs to the 2012 Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation Gala in Saratoga. It was auctioned as a stands and nurses season that meant that the TRF would not be paid for a very long time, if at all. And Mrs. Mosley, who purchased the season, not only bought the season, but she also had the generosity to pay the auction price up front so that the TRF got their money promptly, and regardless whether the mare produced a foal or not, she made sure that the charity received their money. I thought that was really, really cool. Great story.
And it's great to have these retirement groups help these horses after their racing careers are over, and that's something that I think the public need to be aware of. After racing, you know, these horses go on into other lives, and some of them need a little financial support. So, you know, keep in mind old friends out in Midway and who have some top horses. And just in the big picture, horses themselves, they don't have a 401k. They rely on their fans.
Yeah, Yeah. I'm surprised Steve Castagnola hasn't been blowing up my phone with text messages because, by the way, not only did Michael Hernan give out a 9-1 shot on the program last week, Steve Castagnola came by and he gave out a 27-1 winner in Buchero. And then, of course, Free Drop Billy, who he was associated with for the Albaz. So it was listening to HRN last Saturday morning was very good for your wallet.
Yes, it can be. It definitely can be.
On occasion.
It was good for my wallet.
Yeah. Take a look at Proctor's Ledge, by the way, in the QE2 today. Michael, as always, appreciate the time, my friend. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks to you both, and enjoy the great racing at Keeneland today.